In a video on his campaign website, the Attorney General entered the race with a few veiled punches at the two Republicans fighting to run against Brown in the general election.
What we need is not a scripted plan cooked up by consultants or mere ambition to be governor. We need someone with insider's knowledge, but an outsider's mind.
But Brown faces a number of obstacles in this race. For one, his opponents will likely try to paint him as an old career politician. Brown is 71 and served two terms as governor more than 30 years ago. But Brown has a defense for that.
Some people say that if you've been around the process, you can't handle the job, that we need to go out and find an outsider who knows virtually nothing about state government. Well, we tried that, and it doesn't work.
Bob Stern is a political analyst who worked for Brown during his time as California Secretary of State. Stern says Brown will raise far less money than his Republican opponent. But Stern says Brown has name recognition and is a very good campaigner.
The thing to watch with Brown is his nimbleness. He is not an ideologue. He is not somebody who sticks to something and never changes. He is constantly changing, constantly moving. He's a moving target and a very, very smart politician.
Stern also says he expects Brown will be hurt by low voter turnout.
My guess is that there'll be a tremendous drop-off in terms of the number of votes this year as opposed to 2008 when Obama and McCain were running. There's going to be much, much less interest. Young people are not going to vote. Probably people of color are going to vote less than they voted in 2008, and that's really going to hurt Brown.
But Stern says Brown likely learned something from the Massachusetts Senate race recently, where another popular attorney general lost to a younger outsider. Stern says Brown knows he will have to campaign hard ahead of the November election, especially in Southern California. Richie Duchon, Annenberg Radio News.